Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Freaking first cut. Golly!
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman. That right there, Greg Ducharme. Greg, hey, buddy.
What's going on, Rick? I like that. It's a little road game for both of us.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. No matter where we are in the world, the First Cut is going to give you round by round recaps.
There is nothing, and I mean nothing, that will stop us. And I mean, look, this is the playoffs. This is a big time golf course. This is a big time event, and I mean, I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Playoffs?
Thank you. Adam,
you kidding me?
Adam Scott wouldn't miss it for the world. A Friday 69, 2 under par, but Greg, he was rolling. The only blemish was the double that he made on 17, which I was at 17 for a lot today. It's hard to make double there. That played under par on Friday. Outside of that, it was flawless, but he's still going to head into the weekend as your 36-hole leader for the 17th time in his career.
Yeah, it's really rather impressive what Adam Scott did today. And I enjoy watching him. Anytime you get Adam Scott in contention, it's really fun to watch because that golf swing is just so pleasant to look at. And he's hitting the ball really, really nicely, especially with his irons, which I thought was a really interesting thing yesterday where, you know, we were so high, at least I was, on distance heading into the week. And yesterday it was not distance. It was iron play, right? It was proximity to the hole, all the guys near the top. And I think today we saw some of the longer hitters kind of migrate their way up the leaderboard as that lead of, you know, it got to 10 at one point. Adam Scott got to 10, but the lead's only at 8 now. And I think that's going to be a really interesting mix. But the thing about Adam Scott is he's kind of a mixture of both. You've been saying this for a couple of weeks, Rick. He's up and down in a lot of areas.
Right.
And in a way, that's almost a good thing right now because he's 11th in the field right now in driving distance, which is plenty long to compete, and he's 10th approaching the green. So while a lot of his work has been done on the greens, second in strokes gained putting, I still think it's a pretty nice profile, and he's looking really strong.
This, what he's trying to accomplish is like the playoff sprint, right? So he got into the FedEx St. Jude Championship. He was 77th, which means he did not have his spot locked up for this week. Well, he finished T5 in Memphis, moved to 45th in the FedEx Cup standings, which, Greg, as you know, only 30 are moving on. So he has work to do to get to the Tour Championship. And if it ended like this, he'd move to third, and then he'd give himself to a chance to win the FedEx Cup. So this is the epitome. Obviously, lots of golf still to be played, not only this week, but this season. But this is the epitome of getting hot at the right time.
Yes. And, you know, there was a lot of question marks about Adam Scott when he was playing in some of these summer events, which was what he played. He played the Wyndham, and he played, was it either 3M or Rocket? The top of my head, I can't think of which.
Why is he here?
Right? Why is he here? You look at his schedule and it's all majors and invitationals. But it's clear to me that his mission is to not only make it to East Lake, but he wants to win the FedEx Cup. And who can blame him? I want to win the Super Bowl. Okay, of course you do. So that's the reason why he played those events. And now you're starting to see that pay off. Instead of coming into the playoffs rusty, where you probably end up being a one and done if you're Adam Scott, he comes in with a couple of tournaments consecutively, playing a little bit of a schedule. He finds himself in a little bit of form. And now here he is with a chance to win a playoff event. And ultimately, if he does, like you said, he's going to have a chance to win the Tour Championship. You have to get in to the top five if you really want to have a realistic chance at winning the Tour Championship. And winning the BMW can certainly put you in that position. Adam Scott's sitting pretty right now.
It's not going to be easy to win, because the leaderboard behind Adam Scott is shaping up in a big, big way. What I'll do is I'll just loop this into the larger live odds conversation. So what we'll do first is take a quick break and hear a word from our partners.
It's a really fine line creating workout clothes that are great in the gym and workout clothes that are also great to look at outside the gym. And Vuori has threaded that needle. They are designed to work out in, but they don't look like it. They don't feel like it. And it's incredibly comfortable stuff, whether you are running, training, swimming, doing yoga, running errands, lounging around the house. It really doesn't matter. These are versatile clothes. You'll find me often in the men's Sunday performance jogger, because I like the jogger situation that goes on down at the bottom, but they're very comfortable. They've got a little bit of a shorter inseam, so they're not as bulky as other pants or other joggers that I have seen out there. And I've really enjoyed how they work both in and out of the gym. So now here's what you can do for our listeners. First-time purchasers are getting 20% off. All you have to do is go to Vuori.com/first. That's Vuori.com/first. Again, not only will you receive 20% off your first order, but enjoy free shipping on any US orders over $75. And here's my favorite part, free returns. Yeah, go check it out. Vuori.com/first and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing. Did you know more than 75% of Americans will experience foot pain in their lifetime, but only 10% will seek out a solution for that pain? Spoiler alert, your feet don't have to hurt, and I know foot biomechanics can be complex, but solving foot pain should be simple. It's a signature orthotic shape of the super feet insoles that give you the comfort and support where you need it the most. It redistributes and reduces stress and strain on your entire body. Think about those long walks on a golf course and how uncomfortable your feet can get. Well, they don't have to, and super feet has helped millions of people worldwide experience the life-changing magic of comfy, pain-free feet. When your feet feel good, so do you. It is one of the most important parts of your overall health and well-being. And for a limited time, Superfeet is having its biggest sale of the year. Go to superfeet.com to save 25% off site-wide and get free shipping. Hurry, sale pricing ends June 5th.
And we're back. While Jacob pulls up the live odds from Caesars, if you could, Jacob, let me just read some of the names here, Greg, in a four-way tie for second. Scottie Scheffler. Yeah, I've heard of him. Cameron Young, Corey Connors, Jordan Spieth. They're all one back. Spieth he went out late on Friday, made a charge, actually got to 8-under before bogeying 18. But just those four lurking are enough to have Adam Scott with like the fourth or fifth shortest odds on the betting board.
Yes, which really makes sense. And you didn't mention Rory McIlroy, who's in tied sixth. He's only two shots back. Xander Schauffele, Patrick Cantlay, our defending champion of the BMW. All three of those guys are only two shots back. And with the lead at only 8-under par, Rick, you start looking down the board a little bit, and you have a Will Zalatoris sitting at 3-under par, Justin Thomas sitting at 3-under par, Colin Morikawa sitting at 3-under par. These guys are only five back with two rounds of golf left. And so, and by the way, the guys that are at 3-under par are tied 22nd. So there is, you know, a significant portion of this field. It's not quite half. I mean, if you think the two unders who are six back still have a chance, well, you're talking about half the field, more than half the field at that point, having a realistic chance being in the mix in this event. And that makes it even more difficult for Adam Scott. He hasn't separated. He hasn't eliminated some of those guys yet. Where if he finished, if he avoided that double bogey at 17, made par there, let's say he got in at 10 under, I think the three unders are out. And it's likely that the four unders are, you know, they become borderline. But now I think the three unders and maybe a two under or two still have a realistic chance in this thing.
Yeah, Jacob, leave this one up for me here as I compare the odds to the leaderboard here. So Scottie Scheffler, 4.5 to 1. He's the favorite. He's one shot back. Rory McIlroy, as you mentioned, Greg, two shots back. He's plus 650. Cam Young, one shot back, 7.5 to 1. Adam Scott, our leader, 8.5 to 1. Jordan Spieth, who is one shot back. Wow, Jordan Spieth, 10 to 1. I'm shocked that books are going to let that name potentially burn them. And then you get to Xander Schauffele, who's only two back, 11 to 1. Patrick Cantlay, who is only two back, 11 to 1. I mean, this is about as good as it gets heading into a weekend.
Yes. And for so many reasons. It's really a mixed bag here. But I think you're going to start to see this leaderboard take shape over the weekend. It did today, quite frankly. You could see everybody jockey into position and get themselves in the mix. But I think it's very easy to look at the board and just see the top, you know, the top five guys and think that your winner's going to come out of there. But at the same time, it's easy to forget the McIlroys, the Cantlays, and the Schaufleys. And that group at only two back, I think, is really dangerous. And Xander Schauffele, a no-cut specialist. At this point, that's probably irrelevant. But he's been a no-cut specialist through his career. He won back-to-back events not long ago, and he leads the field in strokes gained approach the green, and you know that he has plenty of distance. I am looking at Xander Schauffele's profile right now, and I'm licking my chops at it. And he can almost, in a way, you know, he's almost forgotten, and he shouldn't be. He's going to have a really good chance over the weekend. So there are a lot of good options there, but some of my favorites, Cam Young, I would include Rory McIlroy still, and I would include Xander Schauffele as probably my top three favorites heading into the weekend.
The two that stood out to me were Young and Schauffele. Xander, yeah, as you mentioned, first in strokes gained approach, second from tee to green, 49th in putting. Then you look at Cam Young, sixth on approach, third from tee to green, about middle of the pack in putting, and he's generally a very good putter. And he made a couple of bogeys late in his round, or else he'd be, you know, 8 or 9 under par. So yeah, I definitely think there's value. I kind of just, you know, scrolled past this 10 to 1 for Jordan Spieth, who got hot on Friday. Usually books do not want to get burned on Jordan Spieth. I think we might have talked about this on Monday. It's like, there's a big question mark around Jordan Spieth and the state of his game, but if he was in it on the weekend, he was going to be dangerous. Well, now he's in it on the weekend, Greg.
Yes. And look, Jordan is the guy that this is the crazy thing about Jordan this year. And it's a big part of the question marks. He's third right now in driving distance for the week. He's third. He's averaging 331 off the tee. He averaged 340 today off the tee. So, I mean, you can't take the distance part of this. You can't take the driving aspect, which is normally a big concern for Jordan, and loop that in here. And you know what he has, you know what kind of abilities he has when it comes down to the wire and winning golf tournaments. He knows how to do that. He can. He gained strokes putting today, which, yeah, but he's not leaning on the putting, which I think is a really good sign. I mean, he's only, even though he gained strokes today, he's only made, he was 61 feet of putts yesterday, 71 feet of putts today. It wouldn't surprise me if he had a day where he just really filled it up and made 123 feet of putts for a day or something along those lines. So Jordan's a fascinating case here. And I don't think he should be ignored because, you know, it's a really big golf course. It doesn't feel like, when you watch it, a Jordan Spieth style. But I combine two things: his distance, what he's doing this week, which is kind of unique for Jordan through his entire career. Not that he's been short, but he hasn't you know, in a big event like this with all the big hitters, you're not seeing Jordan Spieth third in distance. And then the other thing is, remember back in 2019 at the PGA Championship, the biggest golf course of big golf courses, Bethpage Black, Jordan Spieth comes in tied third. And I think there are some potential similarities there for him. So I really like Jordan as well.
I was just kind of scrolling through. I don't have the official number, but my eye check, I think there's only three guys who are basically inside the top 30 of all four strokes gained categories. I think it's Adam Scott. I think it's Kurt Kitayama, and I believe it's Jordan Spieth. This well-rounded approach over the course of the first 2 days, not reliant on one thing, no specific hole in one aspect. Before we get out of here, Greg, there have been a couple of disappointments. You know, John Rahm was better today than he was yesterday. So he's gone 73-71. That's good for a one over T53. And Tony Finau, who bounced back from a 77 on Thursday, shot a 3-under 68 on Friday, but still only moved up four spots. He's T60. These are two guys we were expecting a lot more out of.
Yeah, well, they seem to check all the boxes coming in, right? They're really long. John Rahm was hitting the ball beautifully. He's coming off a tied fifth finish last week. And we know that Tony Finau has really turned the tide. My concern coming in on Finau was that maybe it would, you know, the streak could end at some point. He's bound to have a down week. Not that the streak is over. I'm not saying Tony Finau, you know, what we saw from him over the last 2 weeks is done now. I'm not saying that. It's just you're likely to see a down week at some point. And, you know, there's a even though the golf course seemed like such a good fit, there's always a chance that can happen. But John Rahm's the really surprising one. He seemed to be trending in the right direction to me. I put it, like I said multiple times, I put a big emphasis on driver, and there are, you're hard to find. I don't think there's a better driver in the game than John Rahm. So I thought this golf course would be perfect for him. And it's kind of been emblematic of his entire year where he's driven the ball quite well. And everything else is kind of hit or miss. And so far this week, it's been a miss.
Yeah. He's not. Hi, Jacob.
Yeah. I was just going to say, you really hate this for John Rahm being Mark Immelman's pick and one and done this week.
Okay. Who do the fans have?
The fans have Joaquin Niemann.
Oh man.
Wow.
Man. Who did I go with? Oh yeah, Cameron Young. So
who did we'll I see. Go with?
You had Tom Kim.
Where is Tom Kim?
And I went with Hovland.
Still scrolling and I haven't found him yet. 48. Hovland's 40. Okay, so Tom Kim and Victor Hovland both T48. Joaquin Niemann is he played with Victor today. T11. So if Mark gets just a few bucks from Rahm and Niemann can, you know, get a couple hundred, it's going to be real, real tight going to the Tour Championship.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. We're going to have a good time.
Still, I think it's important to note for all of us here. You're talking about, in the case of Hovland and Kim, who are at even, only 8 strokes separating them in the lead. And there's with a good weekend, with a morning or, you know, an earlier tee time tomorrow than the leaders, there's a really strong opportunity for them to close the gap. Rahm sitting at 2 over with his ability can close the gap as well. So this is the beauty of no cut events. You can see, and on really difficult golf courses, you can see a dramatic change in 2 rounds.
Because I think somebody pointed out in the chat or kind of alluded to it. 7 under was the first round lead. 8 under
right.
was the second round lead. It's tightening for sure.
Yeah, it reminds me in a way of Bethpage Black, that PGA Championship where Koepka goes out and shoots 65. I know he continued to extend the lead, but it was really tough for everybody else. And you hang around par and you can be all right. So green started to brown out later in the afternoon. The rough is getting a lot longer, which is why I think the long hitters are going to start to kind of rise to the top of this leaderboard as they did today. I think that'll continue in stronger form. And certainly Rahm and John Rahm definitely fits that category. So you might see him make a move tomorrow.
All right. We'll keep an eye out for it. When the final putt drops or at some point shortly after, we'll come live for a recap episode. But for now, Big thanks to producer Jacob. Does all the hard work behind the scenes. Greg Ducharme available on Twitter at TheRealGFD. And you can find me at Rick Run Good. This has been The First Cut. We'll catch you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.